Ann Roberts. There have been more than 207,000 COVID-19 related deaths, with more than 3 million infections globally. Italy, Spain, Germany, and Switzerland are among the European countries starting to gradually wind down restrictions meant to halt the spread of the coronavirus. Not so in Britain, where Prime Minister Boris Johnson said it was still too risky. He's back at work Monday after recovering himself from COVID-19. New Zealand has announced the easing of coronavirus lockdowns, allowing thousands back to work. China's state-run media said hospitals in Wuhan, the original epicenter of the disaster, no longer have any COVID-19 patients after a crisis in which the city recorded nearly 3,900 deaths. After 6 weeks of being stuck in their homes, a growing number of Parisians appear unable to wait for May 11th, lifting of the nationwide lockdown, many venturing out even as officials warn of a new surge in COVID-19 cases if people let down their guard too soon. Spring sunshine drew throngs of strollers to canals and other promenades over the weekend, despite strict social distancing decrees. Monday, Spain's government began a seroprevalence study involving 60,000 people to collect information on the real number exposed to the virus through analyzing blood test data. A health professional said the study would allow experts to get a real picture of the number of people who have been in contact with the virus and who have developed antibodies. Spain's nearly 47 million people have spent more than 6 weeks under one of the strictest lockdowns in the world. As Greece relaxes its coronavirus lockdown, hair salons will be among the small businesses to reopen in May and June. Larger enterprises, restaurants, and churches will follow. A government spokesperson said Monday restrictions will be lifted incrementally. This is VOA News. More U.S. states prepare to ease coronavirus restrictions this week, despite continued warnings from health experts that there's still too little diagnostic testing. Colorado, Mississippi, Minnesota, Montana, and Tennessee were set to join several other states in reopening businesses. This without the means to screen systematically for infected people who may be contagious but asymptomatic, and to trace their contacts with others they might have exposed. Many merchants worry about returning to work but are doing so anyway because they need the money. The European Union denied Monday bowing to Chinese pressure to water down a report on disinformation about the coronavirus in order to soften criticism of Beijing. The New York Times said the EU had delayed publication of a regular report on disinformation trends last week and toned down the final version. The paper said the EU was under pressure from Beijing officials. A spokesman for the EU's diplomatic service insisted no changes had been made as a result of outside influence. Russia said Monday that permanent members of the UN Security Council have agreed to hold a video conference on the coronavirus pandemic. Russia's foreign minister said all the leaders of the other countries of the five have supported this initiative. He said the five is considering how to make its own contribution to creating ways to fight the coronavirus. A date has not been set yet. The five permanent UN Security Council members are Britain, China, France, Russia, and the United States. Monday, India's Federal Medical Research Agency asked state government to stop using coronavirus testing equipment in China because of conflicting results. More than 500,000 kits for testing for antibodies to coronavirus were ordered from China this month as a way to ramp up India's screening, but the Indian Council of Medical Research said several states had complained about the quality of the equipment from two firms. A top UN official has urged Bangladesh to let two stranded boatloads of starving Rohingya Muslims land amid mounting fears Monday over the fate of the refugees. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet warned of a human tragedy of terrible proportions unless action is taken to help the Rohingya. The appeal was made to the Bangladesh government after Foreign Minister A.K. Abdul Momen said the South Asian country would not accept the boats. U.S. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi announced she has endorsed Joe Biden for U.S. president in a video statement released Monday. The former vice president is the presumptive Democratic nominee who would take on Donald Trump in the November election. If you'd like more on these or any other stories, visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.
This This is Border Crossings,